A History of Britain. The British Wars, 1603 to 1776, by Simon Sharma. Read by Stephen Thorne. Narrative is linear. Action is solid. Alas for our chains and chainlets of causes and effects, which we so assiduously track through the countless handbreadths of years and square miles, when the whole is a broad, deep immensity, and each atom is chained and complected with all. Thomas Carlyle, History, from Fraser's Magazine. Vico's Fantasia is indispensable to his conception of historical knowledge. It is unlike the knowledge that Julius Caesar is dead, or that Rome was not built in a day, or that 13 is a prime number, or that the week has 7 days. Nor yet is it like knowledge of how to ride a bicycle, or engage in statistical research or win a battle. It is more like knowing what it is to be poor, to belong to a nation, to be a revolutionary, to fall in love, to be seized by nameless terror, to be delighted by a work of art. Isaiah Berlin, Giambattista Vico and Cultural History. Man is the only animal that laughs and weeps, for he is the only animal that is struck with the difference between what things are and what they ought to be. William Hazlitt, Lectures on the English Comic Writers. Preface. If it's a truism that being British has never been a matter of straightforward allegiance,